We're back for the March 19th episode of the Chamber Insights around the economic impact of the coronavirus. Less shaven than yesterday. Chris Steinecker is joining me.
Yeah, I'm looking good today, aren't I, Joe? I'm going to be like you someday. First, again, thank you for Catalyst, for our community, what you're doing, the information, and how quickly you're getting it out to all of our businesses and our community in general is a beautiful thing. I mean, I think you guys have really changed the model for media right now, and so we certainly appreciate it. And a podcast like this is helping too. You know, as we've said each day, now we've almost been on a week doing this. Every day the information changes very quickly, and the impacts are felt different and deeply for others. And so today I thought we'd talk really about the human resource issues that we're dealing with right now, about how do businesses deal with all the issues that are coming up about human resources.
That's great. And to that end, we're welcoming today's guest, Sean McConnell, the Chief Executive Officer, and Brady Diggs, the Senior Director of Business Development for MBA Modern Business Associates. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
So Sean, maybe people don't even know about MBA, but we do. You guys have been a Chamber Member of the Year for us and have employed a lot of people in our community. So why don't you first tell people about what MBA does, and then we'll get into the questions.
Sure, sure. MBA is an outsourcing company. We are an HR outsourcing company first. We also provide payroll, workers' compensation, benefits administration, but HR is really kind of the crown jewel for us because our HR managers, our HR consultants are all labor and employment attorneys, and it's been a model of MBA for 23 years now. And it's times like this where it's particularly valuable to our clients to have those HR consultants and to be able to receive that advice from attorneys who are, especially with, I mean, everything shifting, so quickly with the laws changing.
So you have clients across the state or the country?
Across the country. Okay. We have tens of thousands of worksite employees. We are in over 40 states in the country. So the last couple of weeks, I mean, we have run the gamut from certain cities having clients just flat out shut down and having no options to like what we see in Florida, where there are options, particularly with restaurant clients. And I do have to say, MBA, a large percentage of our business is hospitality. And as I'm sure you guys know, hospitality is being hit particularly hard right now.
Right. So that's why I thought we'd have you in, Sean, is because you really do. You've got both, because it seems like from the United States perspective, each state and each city is handling it a little differently right now because it's caught them in different places. So you've gotten inputs from other companies across the country so that we can be aware of, but also here in Florida with our hospitality. So start with just what are we hearing locally here from your clients about the needs of the questions your lawyers are being asked about HR, questions like, hey, can I lay people off? Can I use vacation time? Just what are some of the common questions that you're hearing right now?
Well, I mean, it runs the gamut, but like some of the most common questions are about remote work. We'll start with that. And that's been happening for like our clients in Florida, you know, for the last week or so. You know, the logistics of being able to do it, determining whether or not a position, you know, can be worked remotely. You know, at MBA, I feel fortunate, and I think that we've been ahead of the curve because almost 70% of our worksite employees at our headquarters, they're all working remotely now. But there's a lot of positions where it's not feasible, particularly like warehouse positions where they really can't work remotely. But a lot of the questions and a lot of the concern, and particularly for businesses in Florida that are under 500, they're very worried about the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, which was signed into law by President Trump last night. It goes into effect on April 2nd, and it's going to have a massive effect on the businesses that it touches. You know, in short, what it's requiring is 10 days of paid sick leave for a multitude of reasons. But one of the most kind of surprising reasons is that if an employee has a child and that school is closed down, that is a qualifying reason for that. And so you can have, you know, small businesses and they may have a modest sick leave policy, but now they're actually going to have to pay out those 10 days for those employees. If it is in the care of another, it's a reduced percentage. It's a cap at 200 a day. But that's actually just kind of the start. There is also an expansion to the Family and Medical Leave Act for things related to coronavirus or having to care for another with coronavirus or somebody who's been in isolation. And that's a huge change. Actually, when the House sent this bill to the Senate, The Senate actually expanded the coverage and said that it doesn't actually have to be a family member. So if you have a good friend that is isolated or needs care, you can avail yourself of that. Now, from a humanitarian perspective, I think it's beautiful, but it's really putting the burden on small business, and small business runs this country. There's so many people employed by it that I know that their concerns immediately are, okay, especially if they've had to shut down, like let's assume that they're a restaurant and they're just doing takeout, they're making less money. How are they going to be able to afford to pay for these things? And really what they're being told, I mean, what the federal government is telling us is that small businesses need to front this money, and they will be compensated, and they'll be compensated in the form of the employer portion of Social Security. They're going to get credits, but it's about having the money now. So there's a lot of panic about that. And in addition to that, and I have to say, almost all of our clients, I mean, one of their first concerns is their employees, because a lot of these employees work week to week. How are they going to make money? And so they've really asked us, you know, help us to inform our employees about how they can get unemployment benefits as quickly as possible. And so that we've been receiving not only calls from clients, but also the worksite employees who are, you know, really desperate to, you know, to get any kind of money right now.
All right, John. And the other question a lot of our businesses are asking is just, how do I handle the uncertainty with my employees? Do I furlough them? Do I let them go? How do I pay benefits? Do I pay benefit? And just help our employers understand really what those options are about. How do we take care of our employees the best when we know our business isn't there?
Right. Employers are facing difficult choices, and they may not even want to have to terminate employees. But if you don't terminate an employee, let's say you have an employee who's on medical benefits, and the employer may pay a certain portion, like 50%, and the employee pays 50%. If you keep them in that limbo state, but you're not, you know, your doors aren't open or you're not making enough money, it's going to be very difficult to maintain that. And if you furlough them, or, you know, put them in a kind of a limbo status and don't terminate, then they're not going to be eligible for COBRA. And, you know, COBRA, of course, you know, someone can extend their medical benefits. It's their choice, to go ahead and do it. But a lot of employers are concerned. They don't want their employees to be able to continue with medical benefits if possible. Laying off, and I will talk briefly about, laying someone off, that is effectively a termination for benefits purposes as well. And there's a lot of confusion about the terms of layoff or terminate. One thing in particular too that we're advising clients is, when you lay off your employees, if it's your intention to reopen, then do classify it as a temporary layoff. If it's a larger employer, and they say, look, you're laid off, and they're not giving any kind of idea of how long it could be, if it's projected to be longer than 6 months, which we certainly hope it isn't, then you would have to comply with federal law, the WARN Act. But if everything that we've seen so far, there's no projections that it's going to go longer, than 6 months. We're talking a period of months, but I guess we'll all wait and see.
So from a benefit standpoint, then the furlough state is probably the least ideal, but going ahead and making it an official layoff then allows the employee to utilize COBRA, which would have to come out of their own pocket, maybe could be considered as part of a severance package or a layoff package. And then that would also then make them eligible for unemployment.
That's correct. You said it. I couldn't have said it better.
Okay. Right. On the more positive end, MBA has started a project to give support to some of the industries that you work with a ton. You have a carryout program that you started, and I think Brady, you had a little bit to share on that.
Yeah, thank you. We're real excited to launch Carryout St. Pete, and that's going to go into effect this Friday, March 20th, and next Friday, March 27th. And the purpose of that. We all know that the hospitality industry is very important, and they need our help right now. They've always helped us, when we've needed them. And so we're trying to come up with some ideas to get people, utilizing social distancing, right? But getting back in and giving some, buying some food from these restaurants that are owned and operated in downtown St. Pete. And so what we're doing, we've worked with other employers here in St. Pete. And we have over 500 meals that have been committed by local employers. They're going to utilize food delivery services to send it to their employees who are currently working remote. You know, we think it's just a, you know, a small token that we can do as leaders in the community to bring some normalcy, right? Everybody's trying to get involved and they're trying to figure out how they can help. Well, here's how we can help. We can go out and utilize, again, a food delivery service and purchase a bulk order from some of our wonderful restaurants that are here in downtown St. Pete.
That's great. And that bulk is a key piece. There are a lot of restaurants who can sell food in bulk, so which is nice because it cuts the delivery down. One delivery can get you multiple meals, mm-hmm. Which cuts down that risk and the contact. And of course, that influx of cash is hugely beneficial as the restaurants are struggling to keep people employed. Mm-hmm. So it's a great effort. If people want to find out more and participate in that, where can they go to get involved with Carry Out St. Pete?
They can really. There's a hashtag going out right now. Carry Out St. Pete. They can call Modern Business Associates, look at our website and give me a call directly. The phone has been ringing off the hook this morning for other companies who are trying to get involved and also some of the restaurants that are here in town. And so we're going to be putting out some more information later today. But really, the way to get involved is to go out, spend money, go out Friday, go out next Friday and utilize some of these delivery services for your employees. Or if you as a resident being here in St. Pete and you're trying to help, this is a great way to help and just provide some type of stimulus into our local economy.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Our next guest here to infect us with positive energy is one of my favorite people, Chad Nuss. Welcome, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Good to have this crew together here. Thanks. Yeah.
Welcome and thanks for coming out. You know, we have been doing a week's worth of these podcasts, just trying to keep people up to speed on the ever-changing notion of the environment we're in and the impacts to our businesses. And it's hard information to learn about and listen to. We're having businesses that are struggling to figure out what's next. All their employees are in the same boat and our whole burg is in that same boat right now, right? We're feeling like, wow, we're taking it pretty hard. And then a wonderful thing happened yesterday,
yeah.
And you've made an announcement of growing your business. So people, I'm sure most people in St. Pete know who you are, but those listeners may not. So first of all, tell people a little bit about yourself and then about what you just announced for us.
Great. I'm a California native. I'm from Silicon Valley, which is not just a show. It's actually a place now.
How long have you been gone from there?
We've been gone there for about 4.5 years. Perfect. Now. So we had a business in San Francisco, moved to Sarasota, Florida first. We had 6 employees. We decided to move to St. Petersburg from there. We thought it was a great central location, targeting lots of different job areas, Tampa, Clearwater, obviously St. Pete as well, and then even south. We're up to about 200 employees now, as of today. We're a sales company. So we are an innovation lab to help salespeople sell more productively to their buyers. So our clients are like T-Mobile and Google and IBM, where our employees spend their days thinking through how should Google target their buyers better? What should I say to a Google customer to get them to buy more or more often? And then when we share those, we call them sales plays. We share those sales plays back into Google's sales organization, and then they use them and they drive better productivity of their sales force. So as a company, we're essentially a sales-oriented company, but we only have 75% of our employees have come from sales, which is kind of interesting. And so we train them, we coach them, we get them into sales. They come from other industries, service industry, tourism industry, hotels. They have customer service experience. They know how to negotiate over dessert if you want to. They know how to upsell you on that other martini. They do all the things that a salesperson would normally do, just in a different environment.
So give me a sense of just, first of all, just the growth of your company. You have said 200 associates right now. A year ago, you had?
Yeah, we've grown about 80 this year. Wow. In 2019, 80 employee growth. This year, we exited the year with roughly 200 employees in 2019. In 2020, what we're seeing is a completely different scale all of a sudden. We're doing, from a growth perspective, what we did in 4 years to get here, we're doing in 4 months.
Wow. So growth is happening in your industry and what you're doing in your business and your model. But now just tell us about the announcement and how you were able to make an announcement.
Yeah,
like
we found a way to grow at the right time. We feel fortunate for that. A lot of companies are struggling right now. A lot of companies are shutting things down and different industries are having different kinds of impacts. But we're fortunate enough to either be lucky, good timing, have skill, or maybe a little bit of all of it. Hopefully a little bit of all of it. Hope it's not just all luck. To sign the biggest contracts we've ever signed with companies like T-Mobile, Google, IBM, ADP, Honeywell, and the list goes on.
I've heard of a few of those. Yep.
One of them's the search tool you can use, which allows you to search things on the internet, which is pretty cool.
I've heard of that too.
Yeah. And so these companies have committed to us contracts that have been closed January, February, and this part of March to grow with Inside Out, to say, we are doubling down on your business model. We are doubling down on the services that you provided us in 2019. We want more of those services. Right. And so all these accounts are in massive growth phase. And so we've just announced yesterday that we are hiring 150 new jobs in downtown St. Pete, 150. Remember, we're 200. So we're growing 2x, and this is over the next 4 months. So we have a challenge, and we have a challenge that we have to overcome. And it's a good challenge. It's finding the right people to join a company that is in a high growth mode with the, social distancing happening at the same time with the coronavirus and people scared. And then economies that we typically see in St. Pete as really healthy economies, like people going to bars and people going to restaurants and going to a nice hotel, going to the Grand Prix, reggae rise-ups this weekend. I want to cry. It's not there, but on the flip side, there's this a counteracting balance that I think our city has created in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So you even mentioned it in your press release yesterday and about the efforts our city, our chamber, and our ADC have been working on for the last 4 or 5 years called Grow Smarter, where we literally contemplated about 5 or 6 years ago that, you know what, if we don't start to diversify our industry mix, that God forbid something happened to our community, we are very vulnerable if you have all of your eggs in one industry basket.
Yeah.
And so we set out about 5 years ago with the mayor's team and our chamber team to say, what are those industries? How do we start attracting them? How do we start growing them? And in those industries like financial services and data analytics and specialized manufacturing and marine and life sciences, we said, we've got to make sure we have a diversified economy in St. Pete. Boy, and you came on board in St. Pete about 2.5 years ago with a new energy along with a lot of the other tech companies. It helps us to feel a little bit better that there's opportunity. So when I hear that you have 150 jobs, we're losing some jobs in our hospitality sector, those sounds like they're good jobs for you.
Yeah, it's called a resilient economy. And it's what is required for us to, every city needs to have a resilient economy. These things aren't going to change. This is the new reality. This is how we have to live. We have to be prepared for more of this. And in preparation for this, you can either freak out or you could do what the city's done and what you've done with the city with as well, which is build a team of professionals to inspect how to grow other sectors. I mean, right? Seems like a good idea. And when I moved here, I joined Grow Smarter right away. I was on the entrepreneurship workshop group, and building these industries inside of a city beyond the ones that are, you know, that have gotten us to where we are, allows us to be a recession-proof city. It allows us to be in a city that can take a punch. but still have other jobs and sectors that can be provided for smart, hardworking people that are literally not working right now. Like literally, I know friends, I have friends in the restaurant business, in the bar business, in the hotel business that have nothing to do. No bailout, no check, no tips. It's tough. It's not fair. And as a city, if we're just prepared for one industry to cover us, we're dead. Now, because, and I'm saying not because of me, but other tech companies like us at Inside Out are also growing. And it's providing people an opportunity to make a leap from, you know, I really like my tips and wages, but what about my career? And what am I really doing to advance my career? Am I going to be waiting tables at 60 years old? Or do I make a leap right now when my industry is not doing so well and I have an opportunity to grow in a new direction? That's here in St. Pete. And that's what I feel like we're providing at Inside Out is an opportunity to make a leap into a job that in sales, you don't have to be a salesperson. Like I said, 75% of our employees never came from sales. So this is a great opportunity to get a career at one of the fastest growing companies in the Tampa Bay area that works with the Googles and Microsofts and the T-Mobiles of the world that gives you that jumpstart. Our PR person and our talent recruitment people say it's a MBA that we pay you for. We're going to teach you to be a master of business while you're at Inside Out. That's our job. We have 35 curriculum courses inside of our own company to teach people how to become sellers. So we pay you to get an MBA in our office every day. And that's really how we think about it and why it's important for us to recruit the people that are struggling right now. I'm doing it all the time right now. Like literally calling my favorite bartenders at X. I'm not going to say which restaurant because then the owner of that, who's probably on the podcast.
Yeah, please don't do that.
We'll say, hey, why are you recruiting so-and-so? But there's really good people that aren't making ends meet.
So, you know, I think to distill out one critical point there is that this can be an opportunity to make a transition. When we were talking about it from the business mindset, we said if your revenue is shut down, you know, there's two sides to your profit. There's the revenue coming in, but also the expenses. Yeah. And if you can improve your efficiency, if you can get that inventory system that you've been meaning to install done, if you can really get a handle on your numbers, if you can build out do the marketing, introduce the new product, be innovative in ways you haven't had the headspace to do. And I think that also works for employees too, because, you know, maybe, you know, if they don't want to be waiting tables forever, maybe, and they don't want to jump into sales, but they may want to jump into web design, or they may want to jump into accounting, or to become a writer, or any of those things. And I think now's the time to, you know, to sit down and give yourself whatever education you want. And, a big benefit of that will be the mental aspects of it, because instead of sitting around, you know, when you change it, when you become proactive and you say, I'm going to take this opportunity to grow so I can come out of this other side, you know, like a cannonball, with this new knowledge and this new, you know, this stuff written or this new skill gained, the act of doing that right now gives you a sense of control, which will replace the sense of hopelessness.
And we have, the Chamber and the EDC have launched something called Become St. Pete, which is a site for our employers who are employing folks right now to post their jobs. And in fact, if you go on it right now, you'll see quite a few of those different tech companies and other companies that are employing. So if you are listening going, man, I don't know what I'm going to be doing going forward, there are resources out there. You just heard a great story about Chad. And Chad, thank you for being in St. Pete. First of all, thank you for the care you continuously show for everybody, not just your own business, but everybody here. And thank you for the hope you can bring our community right now and the care that we're all showing each other. And I just appreciate the sense of optimism that there are other ways people can still get through this. And St. Pete's a great place to do that at.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate the time. And thanks for the opportunity to share what we're doing.